On today's Into Your Head podcast number 713, George Orwell is a German discount retailer, testing witchcraft products on pets, explaining the economy to a bottle of Lidl deodorant, and lots more. Hello. Bottles of Lidl CN Men 24 hour fresh antiperspirant roll on deodorant walk into a bar. One of the bottles of CN Men 24 hour fresh antiperspirant roll on deodorant goes straight up to the bar counter and says, "Hello, can I have a pint of your finest Guinness, please?" And the man behind the bar says, "What fresh hell is this?" And the bottle of deodorant says, "I beg your pardon." And the man behind the bar says, "Not content with this recession knocking the shit out of us for the last 5 years, now I have to serve a pint of our finest beer, our finest export, to a bottle of imported budget roll-on deodorant from some German discount retailer. Christ." And the bottle of deodorant says, "Your background isn't in diplomacy, I see." And the man behind the bar says, "Well, yes it is. I work in the service industry. I serve Guinness to tourists and non-foreigners alike. I'm a diplomat of the highest order. I just do in a less formal way than the likes of Boris Yeltsin. I may not have stopped the war recently, but at least you won't find the likes of John Stewart making fun of me night after night for whatever it is I do." And the bottle of deodorant says, "I feel we've lost the course of our attempted transaction here. Can I have a pint of your finest Guinness, please?" And the man behind the bar says, "You're a bottle of fucking deodorant." And a bottle of fucking deodorant says, indeed I am, although I'm not sure there's any cause to insert an F word into my title, but I suppose I am, have to admit, I am a bottle of fucking deodorant." And the man behind the bar says, "You see, it's a lot more satisfying when you add the F word." And the bottle of deodorant says, I have to admit it is, so much so that I say it twice as if that makes it somehow more profound. And the man behind the bar says, "Well, it does in a way. Profound can be used to describe something that's more so than the normal stating of it would imply. So you state it twice. Like, for example, you say someone has a profound limp. So you say, that fella has a profound limp. And that makes it clear that he has indeed got a profound limp." And the bottle of deodorant says, "Well, what does it mean then if you just say he has a profound limp once? Does that mean it's not really a profound limp?" And the man behind the bar says, "Oh, it means that, all right. It means it has got a profound limp. You just mightn't get the message across if you only say it once." And the bottle of deodorant says, "And you think I'm fucked up because I'm a bottle of imported cheap deodorant from Lidl? You can't even, your fucking language is so fucked up. You have to say things twice just so they get meant once." And the man behind the bar says, "I have to admit you have a point there. A pint of my finest Guinness. Ho ho ho. How the fuck are you going to fit a pint of Guinness into you? You're a 50 milliliter bottle. Well, supposedly anyway. As far as I can see, you're the smallest bottle of deodorant I've ever fucking seen. If that's 50 milliliters, like, I don't know what the hell is. You have a weird design where you have a big head, a huge cap that's about twice the width of the rest of the bottle. It's fucking ridiculous. These people are taking the piss." And the bottle of deodorant says, "I have to agree with you there, but that's no more my fault than if you had a crap first name that your parents gave you when you were still a child." And the man behind the bar says, have to admit that. And then he says, "Anyway, hello and welcome to the show." And the deodorant says, "What the fuck does that mean?" And the man behind the bar says, never you mind, you little people have only been here about 11 years in this country. You haven't got a grasp on how things work yet. You'll get here eventually. There's more to life than selling cheap bagels and cheap microwave popcorn, you know, although admit it is very nice. Anyway, we've a lot to get on with today. Items that need to be attended to, issues that need to be addressed, topics. Oh, topics. It's been a while, I know. I've had a common cold in two parts. I thought it went away. And then I did episode 712. And then I came to the realization that I continued to have a common cold. I went into stage two. I was coughing and puking snot all over the place. It was absolutely fucking disgusting. It was like the third level of Dante's Inferno Hell, except without the fire. If there'd been a bit more fire, I might have got over the cold a bit more quickly. My central heating was broken as well, though. It probably didn't help. Why would it help? Central heating is not a medical assistant, especially when it's a broken central heating is not supposed to help with your cold. If it helps that you're cold, it's not doing what it's supposed to do, or what's intended of. Well, maybe it's not supposed to do that, but what it should do in its natural place, its natural order in the world. This is a load of bollocks, isn't it? A pure unmitigated load of bollocks. I'm glad I already did the little deodorant story for the beginning of the show, as this as a beginning would be crap. Luckily, it's not a beginning. It's not a beginning at all. Even if it was the beginning, it would be the beginning of the 713th episode. I've got another 712 under my belt before this, so I've nothing to prove, other than the fact that I'm here. That can be proved by filling out a few philosophical books. I don't need to prove that. The proof is there already. You just have to find, just like when you did maths and the fella said, prove that the square on the sum of an isosceles triangle, etc., etc. He didn't have to prove that at all. He just had to learn off the proof and recite it. He knew damn well you weren't proving anything. You were just digging it out of your memory. You learned it off by rote. He said, step number one, do draw a line across there. Step number two, put a line up there and point out that something. There's all sorts of steps. He'd prove these theorems in geometry and the teacher will say, well done, you got that right. You got that right. Now go and do your exam and leave school and go and do an accountancy for 5 years and then drop out and after realising that you can't fucking stay awake through lectures for more than 5 minutes, and then go and, I don't know, find something else to do. For example, I don't know, set up a podcast. A vulgar one where you belch and you have deodorants that swear. What could be worse than deodorants that swear? I suppose a bottle of fake shit that swears, that would be worse. At least a bottle of deodorant smells tolerable. And that's a little spray deodorant. If you spray one of them in a small room, it knocks you out. But no, the roll-on deodorant. I've adapted to the little roll-on deodorant lately. They're a more tolerable kettle of fish, a more acceptable ball game. You can use it in your small downstairs toilet with the door closed without fear that you're going to fucking be wake up an hour later wondering where the fuck you are and what happened to your lungs. I don't know. Anyway, suffice to say we put the common cold behind us now. It's a thing of the past until the next one comes around. It's just like when the sun goes down at night. The sun is a thing of the past until it comes round again. Is it another sun or the same sun? It's the same sun. It's just a changed sun. Well, it's the same sun. It's the same that in the way that if you meet someone who you last saw 20 years ago, it's the same person, but all their cells have died out since. They've regrown their skin. A lot of their brain has regrown. Their cells died out and being replaced. So it's not necessarily the same person. We call it the same person anyway, because we don't want our fucking brains to explode every time we think about that sort of thing. So when the sun comes up in the morning, you can assume it's pretty much the same sun that went down the night before. Well, in actual fact, it hasn't moved at all. It's just that It's us that have moved. The sun has better things to do with its time than go moving around the frigging earth. We should have realised that a lot sooner than we did. But no, we didn't. We were too busy trying to figure out how come the earth wasn't flat. This came as an enormous surprise to us. We said, Christ, the earth isn't flat. And then we said, oh, I suppose that would explain mountains. That mountains should have been the first clue. He said, there's a fucking mountain. That's a mountain. And then we said, why did we bring this up? And then we said, I don't know. I think we're a bit out of practice. And then we said, having a common cold is no excuse for not practicing at doing a podcast. And then we said, what the fuck is I'm supposed to come on here and practice while I'm sick and do a fucking non-recorded podcast? And then they said, no, but we're getting dragged away from the thing about the flat earth now. And then we said, oh, that's just as well, because it wasn't going anywhere. And then we said, well, where is this going then? And then we said, are we talking to ourselves, or is it we talking to another we? Because surely one of the we's should be called them to make this work simple. And then we said, no, calling one of us we and the other one them rather than calling us both we would be less simple than calling us both we. Although admittedly more easy to understand. Simple is not the same thing as easy to understand, admittedly. You have a point there. And then we said, a point of your finest Guinness. Ho, 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 ho. And then we said, shut your fucking stupid ugly face. And then we said, okay, okay, calm down. It's just a bit of humour. This is a humour programme. It's not frigging no agenda with John C. Dvorak and Adam Curry. And even they have humour. You see them laughing. They laugh their arse off at inappropriate moments on that programme, I can tell you. They say, oh, look, there's some fella talking about war, talking about atomic bombs, and they laugh. They say, oh, ho, 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 isn't that hilarious? I suppose, in a way, for dramatic effect, it helps us. We go, oh, there's a fella laughing about nuclear war. That must mean it's very serious. That's a thing. It's looking at things from outside the box. Looking at things from outside the box. But if you look at something from outside the box, that just means you can't see what's in it. You start impressing your own assumptions upon the box rather than seeing what's inside it. The best way to look at a box is to open it up and see what's in it. Although I suppose then you're not looking at a box, you're looking at the contents. Well, it's the content that matters, as far as I'm concerned. Content, it's all about the content. So please disregard the last 4 minutes of the show.
You're listening to Into Your Head, hosted by Neil, Ireland's version of the Octomom. Except he's a dude. And has cats.
I've always been a great believer in the dictum, ask not what a bottle of little deodorant roll-on antiperspirant can do for you. Ask instead what you can do. Not for the deodorant. That'll be ridiculous. You don't do things for a bottle of deodorant that you've paid for. You do things to earn the bottle of deodorant, but that's indirect. You don't do that. You don't work under the bottle of deodorant and say, oh, what would you like me to do now, sir? No. Fucking economy is shitty enough that we're all buying little roll-on deodorants. We're not going to take a step further and start fucking working under a bottle of deodorant as our boss. Although, maybe next time the sun comes round the earth or appears to us to come, maybe that's the thing. Maybe it's like the sun. The sun appears to us to come round the earth, so the bottle of deodorant will appear to us to be leading us and bossing us around, which it is in a way. It's leading us and saying, look at me, I'm what you are. I'm your deodorant now. I'm your regular deodorant. I'm better than the one, your previous deodorant. Isn't this a thing that, oh yes, that's what the George Orwell Animal Farm thing, that's what I'm reminded of. They said, this boss is is maybe a shitty boss, but it's better than the boss you had before. Or this, this regime, it's better than the regime. The regime you had before was little spray on deodorant, which chokes you to death, or makes you feel like you're choking to death. I may not be the best kettle of deodorant you've ever had, but I'm better than that, I can tell you, because I won't choke you to death, at least as far as you know. Maybe I'm poisoning you through your pores and your underarms, but at least you don't feel like you're choking to death when you're applying me there. So I'm better than that. I've never read Animal Farm by George Orwell. I just came across an explanation of it the other day when I was reading something. I just said, that's what it is. It's about, something about some new communist regime that gets by being slightly better than the previous one or something like that, except they do it with pigs. They do it with pigs. So that's not to say they have sexual intercourse with pigs. No, they show, they do the story with pigs, and apparently it's very short, but I didn't realise, apparently it's only 40 or 50 pages long, and I've been avoiding these things my entire life. I read 1984, that's a proper size book, and I read the one with the kids on the island where they all go nuts and start stabbing each other. I read that one, that's a proper size book. Apparently Animal Farm, though, is only 40 or 50 pages, which was explaining a lot, because it sounds like a children's book, and children's books aren't very long, except of course Harry Potter, that's 800 pages, but they turn it into a movie, so you can just read the movie instead. You can read the movie. I'm surprised they don't, maybe they do, I haven't bought a DVD in some time. When you get a DVD that's a movie based on a book, is there an extra feature where you can bring up the text of the book and read that, and they apply it over the movie like subtitles, and you can see where it's completely I was watching Stephen King's Under the Dome, the TV adaptation, the other day, which as far as I'm concerned is a pile of crap. It's very entertaining though, especially when you're drunk. Passes a couple of hours, you can say, Christ, what are they doing next? They've got some sort of a mini dome sphere thing that's like, those dolls where you stick needles in the doll, and a voodoo doll, you stick needles in the doll, and it's the same as sticking needles in a real person, and the real person feels a giant needle being stabbed into them, except it's not a needle because it's the size, it's to scale. So if it's a needle to the doll scale, and then you enlarge that with to the scale of you compared with the doll, I hope you're following me here, then it's pretty much the same as sticking a spear into you. If I stick a little pin into a voodoo doll, that's the same as sticking a spear into your chest, which of course I won't do, because that would be murder. Although, does it count as murder if I do in a voodoo doll? Because surely the law doesn't believe that these things work. Which I suppose maybe it's because they don't. I don't know. I've never tried it. I'm not going to try it. You don't experiment on human beings. You experiment on animals. So if I was ever going to experiment with voodoo dolls, I'd get a voodoo doll of someone's dog, and then I'd experiment on the animal. Experimentation, not that I'm in favour of that. I'm just if I was going to do that, I'd do on animals rather than humans. I probably wouldn't do it at all. Why would I? If it's not my job to go around proving or disproving voodoo dolls, so some company can sell them and say, oh, we need to test this product on animals before we start selling it to people. No, I've never heard of witches going testing their products. Do witches sell products? Do they make voodoo dolls and medicines and sell them on the black market or the white market, or whatever they do? I don't know. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Do they need to make money? I don't know. Do witches have an income? Do they have a business, or do they just make, I don't know. I don't know how it works or how it's believed to work. Couldn't care less, to be perfectly honest. Although for someone who couldn't care less, I seem to have been able to fill 6 minutes and 4 seconds talking about it. I suppose compared to the entire length of my life, that's a very small amount of time. How long am I going to live, though? We don't know. I could be dead tomorrow, in which case I suppose my life will still be 37 and a half years long. So 6 minutes out of 37 and a half years, what's that? Well, that's 6 minutes. It's 6 minutes. Either way, no matter what it's out of, at 6 minutes. It's not a matter of perspective, it's a matter of time. Time as we understand it. Anyway, enough of this, on with the show.
You're listening to
the Into Your Head podcast
from Ireland with your humble proprietor, Neil.
Follow Neil at twitter.com/intoyourheadpod and pretend to like him at facebook.com/intoyourheadpodcast.
If you would like to comment on any of the issues raised in this program, email studio@intoyourhead.com. Remember, we value the opinions of you, the humble and ignorant listener.
Matchstick Cats! Matchstick Cats! Matchstick Cats! Matchstick Cats and stuff!
Are you a cat? Or do you know somebody who might be? Then tell yourself about Matchstick Cats, Neil's webcomic. Brand new episodes at intoyourhead.com.
Monkey nuts, that's what they call them. They call them big, steaming, shit-eating, piss-piling, bongo-banging. Hold on a minute, we'll bang the bongos. Otherwise, the whole point, new listeners will wonder, why is he saying bongo-banging? I'm saying bongo-banging because I have, as one of my props available to me, a pair of bongos kindly sent to me by a listener on my previous birthday. Not my previous, my current birthday, which admittedly was... it's bordering on over half a year ago now, so I suppose it's not that current, but it's my latest birthday. I haven't had any more since. I've had no more birthdays since. Thank Christ for that. I couldn't be arsed with more than one birthday a year, unless you're going to celebrate the same age twice. I don't need to be aging twice a year then. Oh no, none of this crap. I won't be aging twice a year unless it means... drinking be, oh, that's a rhyme. I won't be aging twice a year unless it means drinking beer. It doesn't mean anything. I suppose I could if I apply myself like my teachers told me to in my school reports. If I apply myself, I could probably make something out of that. I have written poetry in the past. I just don't tend to do it while I'm doing a podcast. I suppose if I had a script here, if I was doing the podcast off a script, then my mind could be free to concentrate on producing poetry simultaneously, but it's not. Doesn't work like that. The world doesn't work, at least my world here, within the couple of meter vicinity in which this podcast is produced. This world here doesn't work like that. Admittedly, that's not a world. Although, who's to say what a world is? It used to be that a world was everything we knew, which was pretty much just a continent and a few bits around it, a bit of water around it, and then the universe or the world was the whole planet. And now, of course, the world is it's this world, and then there's other worlds, and we say, which is the world? Is the world just this planet, or is it the whole frigging solar system and the other solar systems and the other galaxies, or is it beyond that? Oh, what's this now? There's a thing on my phone. Turn off bedroom heater. I already did that. Wasn't on in the first place. That's fine. It's just a reminder I set myself to make sure the house doesn't burn down if I go out in the morning, which indeed it hasn't. If it was burning down, it's okay because I'm here. It's okay if the house burns down while I'm here because I'm here to deal with it and hear the smoke detector going off. Hopefully before it's too late, I'll be able to do something about it and prevent it. So don't worry your pretty little heads about that. Anyway, the world, yes, all the world's a stage anyway. That's appropriate because if the world that I was talking about in here in the 3 meter vicinity of my desk here is a stage, and this is all the world, then this is a stage on the internet, a stage of my dementia, a further stage in my decline into dementia. What's that mean? Doesn't mean anything. It's just something you say, oh, look at me, I'm going mental. That's what they say. People like to joke about these things. They say, my brain is turning into muck. It's turning to muck and filth and dirt, and it's becoming a bowl of water. That's what it's becoming. It's already 90% water, so it's only another step away. And people like to say, oh, I'm losing my mind. Ho, ho, ho. That's not something to joke about. There's some things you don't joke about, I can tell you. Such as, for example, You don't joke about midgets stroke dwarfs, because for one thing, you can never remember which one is the politically incorrect offensive one, and which is the one that offends people, and which is the one you're supposed to use. What else do you not joke about? You don't joke about death, especially not when you're dead. You don't joke about death when you're dead. You can joke about it before you're dead, but don't joke about your own death, because that's just, well, you can if you, oh, what's this up here now? Back to school, 12 colouring pencils, any 3 for €2, pick and mix. If they say any 3, each one has 12 in it, so you get 2. There's only 2 here. Oh, it's just
if you don't mind, I'm going to feed myself out there. I should probably just bring myself to an abrupt end and interrupt myself. I know I prefer to do it gently, have a bit of class and finesse in my editing. I may not be the world's finest producer. I'm not freaking Steven Spielberg, but I like to gently fade out a segment when it's done. Anyway, suffice to say, the rest of that is just me talking about colouring pencils. I filled this studio to the brim with stationery and office supplies from another spare room that I'm clearing out at the moment. So the rest of this room is packed to the brim with distractions at the moment. My wife's work supplies. There's a couple of I'm going down the colouring pencil distraction route again. I'm going to have to feed myself out again except I can't, because I'm the me of the present. I can only feed the past me out. I can't feed the present me out. I don't do my feeding live. I do it in post. Do it in post, as they say. That's what they like to say, the cool people who work in Hollywood. They say, oh, we'll edit it in post, as if you'd edit it in the present. No, you can't edit your present. You can't fucking edit your present. Of course you're going to edit it in post, for Christ's sake. No. Unless you're even people who improvise, they can't edit themselves in the present. No, you can't edit yourself live. If you do, it's an illusion. I know you have when you're on the talk radio, you have a 10 second thing where you can, if someone swears, you can hit the panic button and edit that out live, but that's not real. They have a 10 second delay. That's fakery and witchcraftery. Talk radio is all about witchcraftery. We don't do that in podcasting. We're just genuine. We say, this isn't really the present. I'm editing this in post, so get over it. There's more to life than being live, you know. There's being alive. It's a lot more important than being live. You can be damn sure to Christ as hell that I'm alive. At least I was when I recorded this, and I was when I edited this and uploaded it. And once it's uploaded, it doesn't matter if I'm dead. It's up there forever. I upload a copy to archive.org, who I understand they're going to keep it there forever for prosperity. So it doesn't matter if I die once I get this uploaded to both my website and archive.org. It should take about, it'll probably be done about 90 minutes from now, and then I can die. Anytime after 90 minutes from when I say this, it's okay for me to die. Well, it's not okay to me. I'd rather not. I'm just saying, my work is safe. As safe as it's going to be, as safe as I can ensure it will be, without setting up some kind of a trust that's going to set up, but I don't know. Anyway, suffice to say, good morning.